This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Supported by Joy.
And you are on Joy 94.9. It is Sunday Arts Magazine. Now, one of the most, Carla, one of the most important programs on the arts calendar for our community is
Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
And we have in the studio Spiro. Hello, Spiro.
Hello.
It's always nice to see you again.
Oh, it's always great coming on. It's always a very exciting time of the year for me as well, and busy.
Of course,
yeah, I could
no
imagine.
Doubt.
Well, job almost over though, isn't it? Haven't you?
David.
Well, no, because it's booked on the films.
Well, I just like have saying, to show up now.
Yeah, it's like saying up. The last 10Ks of a marathon is pretty much done.
Yeah. I wish that was the case, actually. Yeah.
Now, we've kept Stephen in because he's our film reviewer.
I'm so glad. And, yeah, I just heard Stephen's voice. I was like, yay.
Yeah. So let's get rolling. We mentioned it at the top of the show about opening night. What's it called?
Gay Chorus Deep South, which is an absolutely wonderful documentary about the San Franciscan gay men's choir who decide to go on a tour into sort of the red states of America. This is during kind of Trump's kind of most divisive sort of election in that era, and just, I guess, trying to preach sort of tolerance and, you know, empathy to people that aren't very tolerant and empathetic. And it's a really very moving, very powerful, and very sort of inspiring documentary, actually. Yeah. It's really great. And I was excited about bringing a documentary to opening night for our 30th, particularly one that speaks to the queer community's activism and, you know, sort of compassion. And I think it's really cool.
I was saying to David, I haven't seen it yet, but I literally watching the trailer made me tear up. So I'm very excited.
Absolutely, likewise. I can't even watch the trailer anymore. When we had it at launch the other night, I had to actually turn around because I just kind of get
and
very
the
teary.
Publicity shot is that one that, like, from above. It's just spectacular. Yeah. It's very moving.
Yeah, it's a really cool doco. And, you know, when you see films like that in other festivals, I obviously saw that at Frameline. You're watching with a big audience, so you kind of get what it's like seeing that with a big queer audience as well, and what that experience is like. So,
and that's the San Fran home
exactly.
festival as well.
Yeah, so they were there, electric. And it was really wild.
God, if they were all there, there would be no room for anyone else. Would there? 200, isn't there?
They performed there. Actually, it was really incredible.
Okay. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. It was.
And what's closing?
Well, you couldn't have picked a more different film in a way, and it's this really fantastic lesbian vampire film called Bit. but you know, I think it's so cool, and I think I really like the idea of starting with a film that was very much about, I think, kind of the sort of establishment, I guess, of that the queer community. And this is almost in a way about the sort of next generation as well. It stars Nicole Main.
What, the undead generation?
Yeah, who are very cool. You know, Nicole Main, who is plays one of the first sort of trans superheroes in the TV Supergirl, is the lead of this. I think it's just a really, really fun sort of film, which I've described to many people as Lost Boys meets Mean Girls, which is probably a good way. But it's got a really interesting message in it. It's really sort of, it's really subversive and feminist and kind of wild. It's a lot of fun. And again, a film that I saw with a big audience, it just sort of lapped it up, and it's cool.
So those two are big occasions, opening and closing night. You've got to get in quick because they're incredibly popular, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're selling well already, which is really exciting. So, you know, it's our 30th this year as well, and there's a lot of people that are really keen to come and celebrate and support, you know, which is great.
Yeah, so book people. Don't leave it to the last minute and go, damn, I should have booked that. Okay, so give us some other highlights.
Well, I'll stick with some of our gala events. We've obviously got And Then We Danced as our centerpiece, which I was so excited about. I really loved this film so much. And very similar to last year, we screened a film called Rafiki, which did so well at the festival. And a lot of that was about the fact that, you know, it had been banned in its home country at one point. You know, I keep on saying that, you know, queer film festivals can be a real forum to support these films and provide a, you know, a forum to see the films. And Then We Dance is similar, had met a lot of protests in its home country of Georgia because of the fact that it's such a kind of sweet sort of love story, essentially. But
so I'm gathering like it's an African
Georgian.
Oh, Georgian.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, obviously in his hometown of Georgia, where homosexuality is something that, you know, is still, you know, really a sort of very thorny subject and, you know, not embraced. And this film was met with a lot of protests in its home country. And
part of that is because obviously it's about two traditional Georgian dancers. So you're kind of going, you know, you're at the heart of the very conservative, traditional.
Yeah. So it's sort of about masculinity and sort of the way, you know, that dance troupe and, you know, what it represents, and then having this sort of queer love story within that. So.
And my goodness, the choreography is literally, I don't even understand, like, the physics of how it works. It's anti-gravity dancing.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's one of my favourite films from last year.
Yeah.
And it has one of the most rousing final shots of a film ever. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it right now.
Really great, yeah. Gosh. And that one's actually selling like hotcakes, which I'm so rapt about. So definitely check that one out.
Okay. Next.
How about
like your personal fave?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, can he have one?
Yeah, I reckon he can.
You know, I have my little secret favorites, I guess. I really was really excited about a film that we got called The Prince, which is a Chilean film based on a 70s cult novel, which at the time was pretty notorious because obviously it was very explicit in terms of its depiction of homosexuality. This is a Chile that was very conservative and right-wing at the time. And this film is about a young man who ends up in the prison system in Chile and sort of finds himself kind of at the pecking order of, you know, desire, I suppose, in that in this place. I don't know how to describe it. It's very cool, but he sort of becomes much coveted in this in this kind of system.
I read of the synopsis, it sounded a bit porny. So is it a bit steamy?
It's very homoerotic in its own ways. But actually, I think what's really interesting about it is that because it is set in this time where it was quite repressive and sort of very conservative, in the prison system, something like a homosexual relationship is elevated. And I think it's really interesting the way the film kind of depicts that. And it's really, I think it's such a great movie, actually. I was very excited. It's an Australian premiere as well, which is very cool. I sort of fought long and hard for that one. Another great movie called Rialto is wonderful, a British film by Peter Mackie Burns, who did a film called Daphne,
which is cracking.
Yeah, and this is a really fantastic film about a married dock worker who has an affair with a rent boy, and sort of his life obviously sort of comes undone a little bit through this whole experience, but it's wonderful. And another great British film called Makeup, which is Claire Oakley's debut feature. Fantastic, so atmospheric, really unexpected in terms of where it takes you. It sort of starts off and it seems quite sort of ominous, like if you think this is going to be a thriller, but it sort of transforms into something else quite by the end of it, like really sort of inspiring and wonderful. It's this great lesbian love story, and yeah, I'm really excited for people to discover that one.
Excellent. You have a few prizes.
We do.
Tell us about them.
We do. Well, the one that I'm most excited about is Pitch Please. Mm. Obviously, we debuted Pitch Please last year, which is a pitchy competition. The winning film, Hookup, is screening this year. So we made a film, which is so thrilling.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
It's such a great thing to be able to be a festival where you're actually creating content as well as obviously just putting stuff on.
Something that you're coming of age, aren't you, when you're doing that?
Yeah, I really wanted us to start doing this. Been wanting for a while, so I was really thrilled this happened last year. And, you know, I saw the rough cut of the film several months back and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. So I was very excited about that. So I can't wait for people to see it. We're going to be showing it actually at opening night. So it's going to play before the feature, and then it's going to be part of the Australian Shorts package.
What's it called again?
It's called Hookup.
Hookup.
And again, Pitch Please is on again this year. So applications close on Monday. We're already getting quite a few great applicants coming through already. So I can't wait to see what's in store for that next year. So.
And then you have the Quit
Yeah, which we announced the winner, which was a fantastic short movie. Very funny, actually. It was great to see it at the launch because it's always about, you know, seeing an audience reaction to it, and also because it's going to screen before every single feature during the festival. So you hope it's good.
It's a competition where five?
We had four finalists. Four. Yeah, and basically, yeah, they're speaking to a particular aspect, a theme really sort of related to sort of LGBTI and, you know, anti-smoking essentially. But, you know, this is sort of about filmmakers approaching the subject in a, you know, an inventive, original way. And yeah, I think they came up with some really good stuff this year. It was really great.
Because we're all represented, aren't we?
With smoking. Substance abuse in general.
And I guess that speaks a lot to the, you know, the stresses we face as a community, I guess.
I have a local girl gone great story in this. So my friend Rosanna Griffiths has a short film in the program this year. Wow. But she lives in the UK, so I think it's like listed under UK, and it's Cindy.
Cindy! Oh my God, I love Cindy.
Yeah, so that's in the Girl on Girl Shorts program.
Cindy is really cool. Yeah. I really like that, actually.
So she's a local girl gone great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And she has a queer film company called Spinster Films. So these are the sorts of things that she's sort of starting to create. So I'm not usually a short film person, but I'm going to go to that one for sure.
Definitely check it out. I really like Cindy.
I just think what you guys do to represent every corner of our, not only our community in terms of the rainbow, but also, you know, the international scope of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Just every year, it's one of my absolute highlights on the calendar and the diversity I get to see.
And I have to say, this year in particular, we have the most films not in an English language, for example. In fact, I think this is probably the first time that we've probably had the least amount of American films, which is, you know, I think sometimes, you know, that's, you know, American cinema is very overrepresented, which is fine, but it's just kind of speaking a lot to where a lot of the interesting queer film is coming out at the moment. It's all about Central America. It's about these other kind of Latin countries, and it's exciting.
Fantastic. Thank you again for a brilliant program.
Thank you.
You do such a good job.
Thank you so much.
And can't wait to get to those cinemas to start seeing.
Yay.
When does it open?
March the 12th to 23rd.
Right,
so
okay. And you're
on your bike.
Start booking.
Start booking now. When everything officially went on sale on Friday, it was on for members only from Thursday. So,
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.